Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A spring celebration of music and wine is found in Jazzin' on the Vine. The Monroe Symphony Orchestra benefit is May 1st. With more on the occasion is MSO Executive Director Mary Napoli. Mary, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Glad that you are here. Lots of great things that are coming up. Jazzin' on the Vine. First, tell us about the setting for the event.
Okay. This year, we are going to be at Landry Vineyards over in West Monroe off of Nunakadish Road. And for your listeners that have been to Landry's, it's just such a beautiful place. It will be overlooking the vineyard, so you'll get a great view as the sun sets in the afternoon. And we're supposed to have some great weather, so it'll be the perfect time of year to be outside with a glass of wine and enjoying some music.
You mentioned Landry Vineyards. Of course, Jeff and his wife, the host there, ready to talk music, ready to talk wine.
Yes.
And I'm sure they'll be available during the evening as well.
They will. And they are such lovely people and have been so supportive of us and have helped us to really shape this into a really exciting event. We've got a wonderful set up as far as tables, and there's going to be a place for people to sit down and enjoy the food that's going to be there and enjoy their wine. And also with the Dan Sumner Trio, who's going to be providing us with some fantastic jazz, there's going to be a place for everyone to dance and mingle around and sample some food and wine and just have a really good time and enjoy the music that the MSO has to offer.
Yeah, you mentioned the food and the wine. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be available.
Okay. Landry's is going to be offering their phenomenal selection of local wines. Some of these are the Blackberry Merlot, which is always a big hit, and the Blueberry Merlot, as far as we know, is going to be served there. The Redneck Red, aptly named, is is definitely always a hit for people who like red wines, and there's also a sweet red there. But just about anything that Landry's has to offer is going to be available. And the as far as the food goes, we have some phenomenal food set up. The vendors that are going to be there have been so wonderfully supportive and excited to be a part of this event. Mr. Dickey Thurman is going to be providing us with some wonderful desserts for the crowds. And also Corey Barr from Cotton is going to have several different dishes for us to sample, as well as Nukes, which is such a popular lunch spot here in town. And the Taste of India is going to be providing us with a vegetarian option, as well as some other things to try. So it's quite a variety.
Orchestra members or conductor Clay Couturio, will they be attending the event?
Our conductor will be there. Several of our musicians are going to be there, members of the orchestra, so people will have a chance to talk to them and get to know the people behind the scenes that maybe at a concert you wouldn't exactly have the chance to visit with one-on-one, and they'll be able to answer any questions that you might have or just any curiosity that the public might have about what goes into putting together each one of these concerts. And our board members will all be there, of course, and just lots of wonderful people who are friends of the symphony and enjoy the music and enjoy supporting.
What are you looking forward to in the event? This is always a great gathering. The springtime, nice weather.
Being the executive director of the symphony is such a privilege, I feel like, to be able to be a part of the arts here in Monroe. And we're so lucky to have a symphony of this caliber here. So I'm really looking forward to getting to visit with the people that do so much to support us.
When we talk about the Symphony Orchestra and the Symphony League, work at developing community appreciation of music and the arts, some of the things that are going on and taking place here in coming weeks.
Okay. Well, the Symphony League is a wonderful, absolutely precious group of ladies who are completely dedicated to the symphony. All of their efforts on a weekly basis go toward fundraising for the symphony, and their part of their mission is also outreach for education as far as bringing classical music to children that may not get to hear it live on a on a regular basis or even at all. And part of one of the things that they do for us is they help to support the Sound Safari, which is coming up next week. And this is an event that we offer to third, fourth, and fifth graders in the Monroe City School System, as well as Ouachita Parish School System and the private schools in the area. And what we do with Sound Safari is bring the children in. They get to hear a fantastic live orchestral performance that our conductor, Clay Couturio, will lead. And many of our regular orchestra members, locals and from the different ones around the region, will play for us, and there'll be a petting zoo afterwards, and that does not involve animals. That involves petting zoo of the instruments, so the children will get to be hands-on and get a new experience.
Well, with the passing of Dr. Richard Worthington, I understand that donations are coming in. Glad to see that to the Monroe Symphony Orchestra being made in his memory. Tell us more about what's been taking place there.
Well, our last concert was dedicated to the memory of Doc Worthington. And as you know, he was instrumental in creating the symphony for us and also in getting the symphony established. And we would not be here were it not for his ingenuity. So Doc Worthington actually passed right before our last concert, and our hearts were all very heavy there, but it was a wonderful opportunity for us to celebrate his life and memory and legacy. And at the concert, we announced that we would be taking donations in his memory, which was one of his requests, that donations would either be made to the MSO or to Pilots for Patients. And in the recent weeks, those have been coming in, and people have been expressing their gratitude for Doc Worthington, which is always very touching.
Jazz and on the Vine gets underway May 1st. The start time of the event, Mary, and how can you find out more about attending?
6 p.m. is when we start. Tickets will be available at the door, or if you know an MSO board member, they have tickets available for sale. And more information can be found on Facebook, or you can always give us a ring at the office at 816-6761. And we look forward to seeing everyone there.
Executive Director with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, Mary Napoli. Mary, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for having me.